Here's something that'll blow your mind. During the 2008 recession, the dental practices that increased their marketing saw 40% more growth than those who cut back. And this pattern keeps repeating itself in every economic downturn.
That's fascinating. I would have thought dental practices would be struggling across the board during tough times. What makes some thrive while others barely survive?
Well, the American Dental Association just released data showing about 30% of practices are seeing fewer patients during economic shifts. But here's the interesting part. Practices that maintained their marketing saw 15 to 30% more new patients than those who pulled back.
But don't most business advisors recommend cutting marketing first when times get tough?
That's exactly what makes this so counterintuitive. The data shows patients don't disappear. They just become more selective. Think about it. When money's tight, people actually spend more time researching their healthcare choices.
Oh, wow. So going silent during that research phase is basically like closing your virtual front door?
Exactly. And some practices are getting really creative with this opportunity. One practice I studied started using Spotify ads and targeted social media campaigns during the downturn. Their membership club literally tripled in size.
That's pretty impressive. But surely this kind of comprehensive marketing must cost a fortune.
See, that's where the mindset shift comes in. Successful practices aren't spending more, they're spending smarter. They're focusing on high ROI channels like Google Ads and SEO, specifically targeting people actively searching for dental care.
So what exactly are these successful practices doing differently? Like, give me the specifics.
Well, they're using sophisticated targeting techniques, IP targeting for specific neighborhoods, membership plans for uninsured patients, and automated email campaigns that keep existing patients engaged. It's like playing chess while others are playing checkers.
You know, I've noticed my dentist started doing these weekly Instagram stories about different procedures. I actually find myself watching them.
That's exactly the kind of content that builds trust. And get this, practices using these engagement strategies are seeing up to 25% higher patient retention rates. They're positioning themselves as healthcare partners, not just service providers.
So it's really about playing the long game rather than looking for quick wins?
Precisely. And here's something fascinating. During economic downturns, advertising costs often drop because competitors pull back. Some practices report getting up to 50% more engagement on their social media posts simply because there's less competition for attention.
That makes me think about all those 50% off your first cleaning promotions I see. They seem kind of desperate now.
Right. And that's why successful practices focus on three main themes: financial flexibility, long-term value, and patient experience. They're creating content that educates patients about preventive care's cost benefits, not just throwing discounts around.
You've got me thinking about how this applies beyond dentistry. Could other healthcare providers use these same principles?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what makes this so interesting. It's really about understanding human behavior during economic uncertainty. When people are worried about money, they don't stop spending. They start spending more carefully.
So, what's the ultimate takeaway for businesses facing these economic challenges?
The key lesson is that economic resets don't just change the market. They completely reshape who the leaders are. The businesses that emerge strongest aren't the ones who played it safe. They're the ones who saw the opportunity in the challenge and positioned themselves for long-term success.
That's quite different from the conventional wisdom of hunkering down and waiting for the storm to pass.
And that's exactly why it works. While others are paralyzed by fear, smart practices are building stronger relationships with their patients, improving their services, and creating value that lasts well beyond any economic downturn.
Sounds like the real question isn't whether to market during tough times, but how to market smarter.
You know what? That's exactly it. It's about being strategic when everyone else is reactive. The practices that understand this aren't just surviving. They're positioning themselves to be the leaders in their markets for years to come.